Welcome to the Inspired Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Wyrock. I'm a business owner and coach who is dedicated to my own growth mindset and helping others find theirs. This is the podcast where you will find the inspiration that will help you grow your business and reach your goals. If you're looking to scale your business while being inspired, encouraged, and empowered, this is the show for you. Let's dig right in. Hello, hello, my friends. I am so excited to be coming to you. I cannot believe how January is just flying by. I mean, goodness, it feels like we just barely celebrated the new year and we're almost through the first month. So what that means, though, is that often this is the point where people they've set some goals, they've set some resolutions. I use that word delicately because I know how people feel about that word. They've set some intentions, they've set whatever the word is that you use. But a lot of times we come into the new year and we're kind of in that like new year, new me, which I don't really love that philosophy because you're amazing. I'm amazing. We are already amazing. We don't need a new you. But I get it that sometimes it's an awesome time to reset and to really think about what I want to do differently. And so this is a little check-in of asking you, how are things going there? How are your resolutions doing, your intentions doing, your goals doing, whatever that might be? We're a few weeks into the year, and that's about the time when it's easy to like be struggling with dealing with the things, right? Stuff comes up, things get thrown at us. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, we talked about seasons, but you might have stepped into a new season that you weren't anticipating, whatever that might be. And it's easy to start kind of putting that mindset around growth and around new to the side. And then we start focusing on just the task at hand and we aren't actually growing. We're not actually moving anywhere. So today, I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit about time management, because I know that at the end of the year, when we come into a new year, that's an easy thing to sometimes focus on. Or maybe that's just always been a little bit of an Achilles heel in your life or in your business. And so today, if you are someone who feels at times overwhelmed by task in your business or in your life, or if you ever have found yourself kind of just spinning your wheels, checking off the most obvious task, the ones that are the most urgent, right? But never really gaining any traction, then this is your episode. This is the episode for you. And I'm excited to share a few of these things with you. And honestly, to just share a little bit of my own story around this and hopefully help you, number one, feel not alone. That's the most important part about sharing stories, right? Is that we don't feel alone anymore. We don't feel like we're the only person. We don't feel like we are that crazy and unique, right? But the second reason is that we can learn from each other. And I'm going to share the things that I've learned. And I would even love to hear from you if there are things I don't cover and you're like, hey, but what about X, Y, and Z? Listen, if you've got something that you could share with me in this area of time management and being more productive with my time that I do have, I am all ears, okay? So feel free to drop me a DM on Instagram or to even set up a discovery call and you can just educate me a little bit. But I want to share a little bit about my personal story and then some tips and tricks for some project management or some time management. The first thing that I want to share is that story. So when I first got started, I'm brand new to the social media management and virtual assistant game. I loved the idea of working with clients, that the idea of coming along clients and intentionally linking arms with them to help them go after their goals is something that excites me to no end. So when I first got started in this business and I had the opportunity to take on my very first client, I was so excited. I loved every aspect of her business. She was fantastic, very patient, let me tell you, because I was brand new in the industry. But she was so fabulous and really going after her dreams. And it excited me to get to be a part of that journey, which now that I'm in and I have an agency and we are supporting multiple clients, it's no different. it still excites me. It still is so amazing. But at the time, I only had the one client, right? So it was super easy. You know, she'd send me a message and I would shoot back a message and I would get things done. But as you start to add to your client load, suddenly it's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry. There's multiple clients that are requesting things and sending you messages. And suddenly I kind of found myself in this place where I was like really struggling to keep all of the balls in the air. And I kind of just truly felt like I never was going anywhere. I was just maintaining. And it was that moment where I thought, this is not sustainable. Especially if I added any more clients, I was going to end up dropping a ball. And that, truthfully, terrified me. Which, you know, again, you have to show yourself grace, but I did not want to drop balls because I genuinely wanted to see my clients succeed. So it meant that I had to get super serious about getting super organized. Now, what's really funny in my general life, organization is something that I love to do. Whether it's organizing a space, organizing an event, it doesn't matter. The details are one of my most favorite things. And yet, when it came to my business, I was kind of just clueless around how to create a system, how to create organization, and how to really manage my time so that it was effective and it also wasn't completely consuming every moment of my day. So, here are a few things that I learned and a few tools that I have added to my tool belt along the way. The first one is the realization that no task is too small to plan for. You might think, oh, that's something that happens every week. I just automatically know. But that is also the first task that's going to fly out of your brain when you have something huge happen. Let's say you know that you go in and you edit a bio for your client every Monday. Change up the hashtags, change up the words, whatever that might look like. That's great. Those keywords are important. But let's say on this particular Monday, you wake up and you have a client who has a launch happening and something isn't operating the way that it should. And you get a frantic text at 8 a.m. from this client who says, oh my goodness, this sequence isn't working right. We need some help. We need some support. Are you able to help us with this? And suddenly your brain shifts away from the, well, this is normal. Like, it's a normal Monday. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. I just always do these things. I need to handle the urgent thing in front of me. And that's just normal. Sometimes when we are a service-based industry, we have to attend to the fire in front of us. But then suddenly it's not a normal Monday. And you find yourself waking up on Tuesday realizing that you did not complete the normal Monday task because you didn't have a way of managing them. This is something that this mindset of there is no task that is too small to plan for has really helped me. I plan for everything. Every single task that is either required or asked of me that is a deliverable, every single thing goes into my task management system. And this helps me not let those little things slip through the cracks. And honestly, if you are a social media manager or a virtual assistant, what will end up setting you apart is your attention to detail. When a client messages you and says, hey, what about X, Y, and Z? And you can say, oh yeah, I've already got that on my list to handle that on Wednesday. Or, oh yeah, I already actually took care of that. If you want to check it out, here's where you can look at it. Those are the things. Oh, those are the things that make your client feel a sense of reassurance, a sense of care, and honestly help build brand loyalty around what you're doing. So when you adopt that mindset that no task is too small to plan for, I promise you this will result in good things for your business. Also for your own brain, because then you don't have to try to hold those little tasks in your brain. They're just there on your list. The second thing, and this is what I wanted to talk about, maybe I should talk about this first, is to find a system of task management that works for you. So personally, I use Trello. I use Trello both personally for my own self, my own task, and then also for my team. It is a very valuable. I have a paid version, so I'm able to do a few more features, which they also have an excellent free version. So please, please do not feel like you have to get the paid version. It just, for me, the paid helped create a few other features that just honestly made life a little bit easier. But finding a system that works for you is important. So Trello may not be it, and that's okay. There are so many out there, friends. There's ClickUp, there's Monday. You might even like a written list. That's okay. Whatever you need and whatever works best for you, this is what you need to establish. It's more about finding a system that connects with you versus the actual system that you choose. So for me, when I found Trello and I was able to create separate boards, separate cards, add checklists and due dates I could assign to different people on my team. All of this was so valuable to me, and it allows me to be a better team leader and also more on task. So if there's something that my team is waiting on from me, I have that right in front of me. For instance, when we put together our monthly reports for our clients, we include in that our hashtag research. We include in that their monthly analytics. We include in that our newsletter information, which typically includes a monthly challenge. It includes some updates about social media, and it also includes updates from our business, from our team, Socially Inspired Management. Most of that content is something I am putting together, but different members of the team are providing different pieces of that. So being very clear about, here's the checklist of everything that needs to get done, here's the team member that's responsible for that, has made it so simple for my team to know what's expected of them and for me to know where we are in the process of a certain project. So like I said, finding a system that works for you, whether it is Trello or it's another one, find something that you can use, because that tool is going to be vital. The third tip that I have for time management is to constantly be evaluating what your needs are. You have to be flexible, and you have to be aware of how your evolving business is going to have evolving needs. Where I was at the beginning when I had one or two clients is very different than when I'm now carrying a client load of 15 with very diverse projects across the board. And so this is something that I have really been working on, continually evaluating, continually looking for new opportunities. And honestly, if it came up and I found another platform other than Trello that seemed to fit where I was taking my business better, I would be willing to make that move. So you have to be flexible in that way to know that if your business is evolving, then the needs that you have, the tools that you need in your tool belt, are going to also have to change from time to time. The fourth thing, so let's just talk about the tools, right? Finding the right tools and making sure that they are a fit is important. I have different tools that I use. I use HoneyBook. It's a fantastic invoicing contracts. It helps manage a lot of our automations. Any of my discovery calls, my calendar and my scheduling is through that. HoneyBook is a fantastic platform. And honestly, they are continually adding features to it. So if you are interested in HoneyBook at all, I do have an affiliate link. You can check it out in the show notes. I would love to share that with you. It is a fantastic way of managing your assets, managing your projects, and truthfully, just streamlining everything on the back end of your business. I also use Google Drive. This is a fantastic way that clients are able to communicate with me, send me assets, send me content. We have a shared Google Drive. I use Canva. I have a team on Canva. That tool is invaluable, both from a design perspective and also from a team perspective. I use Slack. Slack is a messaging system, and it is something that I use with both my clients and my team, and has been so, so valuable for a couple of reasons. Number one, messaging, just communication is important. Having a very clear path for communication is so, so vital in your business, but having a path for communication that you can also turn off is glorious. In Slack, I can set my hours. I can also set myself as away, so I don't receive notifications at all hours, all days of the week. This is so important when it comes to boundaries and also with time management. If I'm needing to focus on another project, I can't have someone shooting me texts and having that interrupt all the time, but they can send me a Slack and I'll get it when it's time for me to look at that. So that is so, so helpful. And then finally, I also mentioned this already, obviously multiple times. Trello is a fantastic tool. If you haven't checked it out, I would encourage you to do so. So those are the tools that I have in my toolkit. They may evolve, they may change because my business evolves and changes, but those are some great tools that you can also check out and maybe see if one or many of them would fit for you. The fifth thing that I would say from a time management and project management perspective is to consider hiring someone to help. This may feel like it's out of reach and it may not feel like it's doable right now, but that is something that you may want to look at. For me, my very first hire was bringing someone on who could help with the administrative back-end things. I knew that I was needing to be more client-facing and I just didn't have the capacity to be focusing on both as my business began to grow and continued to scale. So that was my first hire, was to bring on a virtual assistant. I think initially it was like 5 hours a week to just help me with things like invoicing, scheduling, emails, those kinds of things. So if you're finding yourself kind of maxed out in your time management, it may be time to consider, do I need to hire someone? And the best way to know where you could hire someone to take over is doing a time study. I talked about this a few weeks ago. It's a very valuable tool. When you sit down and do a time study, take a week, month, whatever makes sense for you, and really evaluate where you are putting in your time. And then go back in and notice the areas that don't either require you, it's not imperative that you do it, or that you don't want to do. For me, the bookkeeping and the admin stuff, that backend stuff, was not the part that really excited me about business. So it was a no-brainer to bring someone on to help manage those things who was an expert in their field. So number five, consider hiring someone, bringing someone on to help support you in those areas. And then finally, if you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know. And that's where coaching can come in so handy. It is such a valuable tool to have a coach that's walking with you. And that is something that I do. If you are an emerging or developing social media manager or VA, and time management especially is an area that you struggle with, that is something that I can and would gladly help you with. Help you put systems and processes in place, help you develop something that works for you that really aligns with the way you do business on a daily basis. This is something that I definitely can help you with and I would love to. So if you're kind of curious about coaching or about what that might look like to have someone like myself who has built this agency, who has built this business and has done this before you, I would love to talk with you about that. There is a link in the show notes. Check it out. I'd love to chat. So, finally, it's not last, but it is definitely important. I am offering a freebie right now that is just offering some of my favorite time savers and tips and tricks for project management. It's a free download. You can access that in the show notes. I would love to share it with you. Again, it is just some tips that I've learned along the way. They may not be the end all and be all. You might have others that you'd want to share with me, but if you put these into practice, they will definitely help you grow your business and help you do it in a more efficient way where you don't feel like you're just spinning your wheels all the time. So check out that free download. Check out my discovery link to get on a call with me. And also don't forget to share this with someone who maybe needs some tips and tricks in time management as well. Sharing is caring, friends. So that's all I have for today, and I will talk with you next time. You've just listened to another episode of the Inspired Biz Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you have found your business inspiration today, we want to know. Take a moment to leave a review and share this episode with someone you know looking for their own inspiration. We'd love to have you join our online community on Instagram and Facebook at Socially Inspired Management, or check out sociallyinspiredmanagement.com to learn more about how we can support you to grow your biz. We'll see you next week.